Good morning sa inyong lahat, mga kaibigan, mga kapatiran. At salamat po sa Panginoon na another opportunity na naman this morning na magpatuloy tayo sa ating God's Word for Today devotional. At we trust that the Lord has blessings for His in store for us today through His Word sa Nehemiah. Patuloy tayo sa Nehemiah chapter 6 and basahin ko ang ating talata this morning sa verse 17 to 19 sa ating Tagalog na Biblia. Bukod dito, sa mga araw na iyon ay nagpadala ng maraming sulat kay Tobias ang mga maharlika sa Juda. At ang mga sulat ni Tobias ay dumating sa kanila. Sapagkat marami sa Juda ang nanumpa sa kanya. Sapagkat siya'y manugang ni si Kanias na anak ni Ara. At kinuha ng kanyang anak na si Jehuhanan, ang anak na babae ni Misulam, na anak ni Berekias upang maging kanyang asawa. Nagsalita rin sila tungkol sa kanyang mabubuting gawa sa harapan ko at ibinalita ang aking mga sinabi sa kanya. At si Tobias ay nagpadala ng mga sulat upang takutin ako. The peril of compromise. And again, we have seen here the names of Tobias na isa sa mga kaaway ni Nehemiah at sa mga tao na siya ay pumigil or he was against the building of the wall. Tobiah was the man who had opposed the rebuilding of the wall. And he was in connivance with another name, Sanballat. Now, as we read the book of Nehemiah, ang una natin makikita is that he was disturbed that Nehemiah came to rebuild the walls in chapter 2, verse 10. And then he mocked Nehemiah's work in chapter 2, verse 19, and in chapter 4, verse 3. At nagalit siya that the work was being done in chapter 4, verse 7. And he tried even to get Nehemiah to stop the work, and he came to the plain of Ono where he could attack Nehemiah. So itong lahat ay ginagawa ni Tobias because he really was against the rebuilding of the wall. It was very clear na he was really an enemy. Yet, marami sa Judah ay sa pag-describe dito, he blends with him. That is, they befriended him. Anong rason? It was because he had family ties to many in the tribe of Judah. In fact, ito yung na-observe ni Nehemiah as he said, "They spoke of his good deeds in my presence and reported my words to him." Nagpahaba itong mga taga-Juda who were connected with Tobiah that he has done good deeds in their presence and they reported their good words to Nehemiah. Perhaps they were oblivious to the sinister work of Tobiah, so that they have had a hard time believing and perceiving his evil deeds. Ganun tayo pag we are too close to the forest, we cannot appreciate it. When we are too close to somebody, sometimes we are blinded to see their faults. Perhaps they were saying, "He has always been nice to us. We saw all the good that he has done to us." Itong salita ni Nehemiah that pledges with him, itong phrase nito, suggested that they had financial dealings with Tobiah. That is, their self-interest were evident in protecting their trading contracts through marriage connections. And this is the peril when self-interests overrule God's purposes. My good friend nagsasabi na mayroong kasunduan sila. Kasunduan. You know, when there is really an ulterior motive na blinded ang isang tao sa moral issues tungkol sa mga nangyayari because his eyes is blinded by money. It's sad that their self-interest had caused them to justify this friendship with Tobiah, thereby treating him lightly. He's not an enemy to them, but a friend. A compromise happens when people, when you and I choose what is convenient rather than the commitment to do what is right and what is true. Mangyayari talaga ang compromise kung ang pinipili natin is convenience, hindi yung conviction. I don't know if you have resolved in yourself to be a man of conviction. Otherwise, it depends. There will be relative decisions we will do because nakulayan ang ating mga decision to what is convenient to us. Is it an ordinary situation? Kung sinabi ng Biblia na ang isang kaaway ng Panginoon ay kinakaibigan natin, is it an ordinary situation? Of course, it is not. According to James chapter 4, verse 7, sabi ni Santiago doon, friendship with the world is enmity with God. If you are a friend of the enemy, you become an enemy of God. How did Nehemiah handle all this? Nehemiah, in his case, he did not allow himself to be sidetracked by listening to these people of Judah. He neither ignored, tinanggap niya na this is a reality, may mga connivance, ganito. Yet, he did not also spend time in entertaining them. He was very focused to his priority, to the task, until the finished wall became the answer to his critics. You know, as the work progressed, marami po mga critics until natapos. And then natapos din ang kanilang paninira. The finished wall speaks for Nehemiah. It was an argument that cannot be denied. Hindi po ma-deny ng Panginoon po ang nasa kanya, sa kanila, ni Nehemiah, because of the Lord's presence and the Lord's guidance and help, natapos nila ang rebuilding of the wall in 52 days. You know, this is the way Nehemiah handled the critics. He did not ignore them nor entertain them as well. Well, whether we like it or not, in every organization, in every job, and where there are people, even in churches, mayroon talaga ng mga tao na ganito, that they are just politicking around. Just like this man of Judah who befriended Tobiah, who was an enemy. But the Bible warns us, there is a peril in compromise. Either you are a friend of God, or you are a friend of the enemy. That sinasabi po ni James na friendship with the world or friendship with an enemy is enmity with God. Let's be men and women of conviction. Let's be men and women who uphold what is right and what is the truth. Yes, we can recognize these people, but let it be that we will be like Nehemiah, focused sa ating mga priorities. Ang prioridad natin, ang ating relationship sa Panginoon na hindi magbabago, and we will always be faithful sa Kanya. Father, thank you so much for your word today. Thank you that you have reminded us that there are always people who are like these men of Judah who were after of what they can get for convenience and the prefer and they choose that their selfish interest will be protected and prevail rather than the building of the wall, which is the priority, which is a mark and a sign of your honor and glory. Panginoon, thank you for this reminder. Help us to recognize that it's only by your grace and mercies that we can remain faithful in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.